here at the showgrounds, Declan Boyle. Hearts will be hugely disappointed to have conceded so late in this contest, but still in all, they played well and they can take so many positives from this performance.
Absolutely, so many positives. They played very well the first half. They were the better team, and they knocked the ball around well. I suppose the disappointing aspect of putting in so much work and so much effort away from home, probably their best performance away from home all season, and we should have got 3 points, and we should have nailed that 3 points and just defended it, and that'll be the disappointing factor for Ollie and Paul Higgerty, the coaching staff. They're disappointed that they conceded, but again, listen, good character, they worked really, really hard, they played well, they had a good strategy going forward. McLear was very good the first half. We probably stopped playing in the second half, and as a result of that, Sligo Rovers picked up the momentum of the game and kept a lot of possession for large periods of the game without actually causing too many problems, bar from set plays. It's like we're a very, very big, strong, physical team, and their deliveries are very, very good, and they cause us problems. Overall, disappointing, conceding so late, but very, very good performance, and the lads worked really, really hard, and now it's really important to recover. They have a big game away to Cork on Monday, and that's a massive game now, and obviously Cork aren't going so good, so it's a good opportunity to play Cork.
So Harps denied a first league win of the season, Declan Boyle, because Ronan Coughlin kept his nerve. He took the penalty well. He sent the goalkeeper Peter Burke the wrong way. A 90th minute equaliser. Never nice to concede an equaliser so late in the game. But credit to Sligo Rovers, they played much better in the second half. They created those chances before they eventually managed to hit the target for that equalising goal on 90 minutes.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Sligo were a lot better in the second half. We talked about it, I suppose, in the first half, that the system wasn't working. The diamond shape just wasn't causing any problems. Left them very vulnerable down both sides of the pitch because they were playing so narrow in the midfield. He changed that, Liam Buckley changed that, put on Regan and went to a back five, and obviously that helped things. But overall, they didn't outplay, they didn't outpass Finn Harps on the day. What they did is they created more pressure. They placed three men up top, and they caused this problem just going from very, very direct from back to front and flick-ons, and we didn't defend it well enough. Overall, I suppose we had a big, big chance just halfway through the second half, and I think if we'd have got that chance when McLear was clean through and goal, and they could have took an extra touch to try to invite the goalkeeper out and maybe just slot it past him. And I knew when you go 2-0 up here, the game over, and that was a big, big chance for Harps. But overall, I mean, the lads worked really, really hard. And, you know, it's been a difficult week. Part-timers trying to commit to so many games over a short pace of time. And Ollie changed the squad up tonight, and he obviously dropped one or two players, and Nathan Boyle came on there and done very well. And listen, the lads are working. They're working really, really well. They're working hard. And overall, you cannot fault the effort. And just that wee bit of luck tonight, and another day you come out of here with a 1-0 victory. Tonight wasn't to be, and obviously Sligo Rovers get a draw at home, and probably the second half performance probably deserved.
Yeah, indeed. Well, that's all over here at the showgrounds. The Harps players are out in front of us just doing their warm down after another tough night at the office. They played well tonight, particularly in the first half, and they've come away with a point. It could have been so much better, but overall, and when you look at the chances especially created in the second half by Sligo Rovers, a draw was probably a fair result. The question is, can Harps kick on from this tonight and pick up some more results, some more points over the coming series of games? Next up, it's a trip to Cork City for them, and then, as Declan said, home to UCD in a big game next Friday night at Finn Park.